Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 617. Visible, translated text is as follows. The typewriting of these letters and brought them to my desk to read over and sign, which work I started doing as clerk and Miss Hall left the office, as near as may be, at 11:45, and went out. And I started to work reading over the letters and signing the mail. I have the carbon copies of these letters which Miss Hall typewrote for me that morning here, attached to the letters from customers or the parties whose letter I was answering. They have been introduced and have been identified. I see them here. Defendants Exhibit 8, Southern Bargain House. There was a letter from Schode Lombard, Dye Makers, 16 Franklin Street, the American Dye Lot Company, Newark, New Jersey. Another letter to Schode Lombard Company in answer to one of theirs about a dye. Schode Lombard Company being in New York. One to Henry Diston and Sons in reference to a knife which they sent us to be tried out. A circular knife. One to J.B. McCreary, 5 and 10 cent Syndicate. One to the Pullman Company of Chicago Ill, in reference to their special imprint pencils, which they were anxious to ship as soon as possible. One to A.J. Sasner, export pen maker. These letters are copies of the ones I dictated that morning. I signed these letters, and while I was signing, as Miss Hall brought these letters in to be signed, I gave her the orders which had been received by me that morning at Montag's office, over at the general manager's office. I gave her these orders to be acknowledged. I will explain our method of acknowledgement of orders in a few minutes. I continued signing the letters and separating the carbon copies from the letters and putting them in various places. I folded the letters and sealed the letters, and of course I told Miss Hall I would post them myself. Miss Hall finished the work and started to leave when the clock whistle blew and left the office and returned. It took